We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Siman Resh Pei Tes, which is entitled Seder Sudas Shachris Shel Shabbos, regarding the meal of the Shabbos day. So the Mechaber opens and says that Yehi Shulchano Oroch Umita Mutzas Yofe Mate Umape Perusa Kamo Besudas Alayel. That the same way that one would conduct their home and having their table set in a very beautiful, proper fashion, so too when it comes to the Shabbos day meal should be the same thing. Then he continues and just goes through that which we're familiar with. Ve'varach al hayayin b'rei pri hagafen, v'hu nikur kiddusha rabba. It's considered this name called kiddusha rabba, this great big kiddush. Ve'achar kach yitol yadav, and then afterwards one will wash their hands for the hamotzi. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. He says that yesh no hagin, there are different customs when it comes to the Shabbos day kiddush. There are those that with toach begin mitchila posuk v'shamer b'nei Yisrael, o zokres yomer Shabbos, different customs, whatever you may say, adi kachehu v'yesh mehamoin. There are those among the multitudes sheposchin alkein beirach, which is what I do upstairs, which sounds like a wonderful thing. It's brought down in halacha that I guess I'm doing something not so bad. Until I read the next sentence. So Shalok Kedinhu, this is wrong. The whole Psuka the Lo Paski Moshe Adan Lo Paskinon. Because this is actually breaking up a Pasuk, therefore it's really wrong to say it this way. Of course, there are Shitas that say that the only issue it's not an issue of doing it in the event of Tefillah, and therefore it's allowed to be done. Which is a question that's brought down when it comes to the Yud Gimel Midos, when we say Hashem, Hashem Kel Racham Vachanun, in which also during that time, we don't say the entire pasuk as an entirety, the pasuk preceding it, and therefore it's not an issue according to many. But at least he brings down the Mishnah Berurah that some people don't say from Al Kain Berach for that reason. Why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah, this great big Kiddush? V'nikra B'loshan Zeh, the reason why it's called this, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shu Kamo Shikoren Sagi Nahar, euphemism. Sagi Nahar means sufficient light, in which the Talmud uses for someone who unfortunately is blind. And therefore, when we talk about Kiddush, in which it's very short, as he says, Menesha Zeh, Kiddush Enu Klal D'Raisa. When it comes to the Kiddush during the day, it's not a Torah-bound obligation. Rak Shetiknuhu L'Kavod Shabbos V'Yasmuhu Akra. There are psukim that we base it upon, but it's really only rabbinic in nature, as the Gemara says, and therefore it's called Kiddush Rab almost as a euphemism. It's not a great Kiddush. In fact, to fulfill the obligation, all you really have to say is Brei Pri Hagafen. So it's very, very short. And therefore that's the reason why it's called that way is Lashon Sagi Nohar. Okay. And now the Mechaber continues and says, V'yipza al-lechem mishne kamo halayel v'yisod. He says that after one washes their hands, thou you will have lechem mishnah, just as you would have at night, two full loaves, will be discussed over Shabbos and other times. And he says, v'yisod, you should have a seuda. And on this, brings down in the Mishnah Berurah something which my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Zweig, always did. I never understood why he did, but now I guess I do. He says, "Kosa b'rekeach." It's brought down the rekeach in Siman Nundala. The Achar Sha'achu Kol Tzarchan Yesh Mezamrin Zmiros V'Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way my Rosh would always have his Shabbos day meal is he would have the whole meal, and then I guess before dessert we would just coast through all the Zmiros. And instead of actually breaking it up throughout the meal, which was interesting, why he did it, but clearly there's an inyan to wait until after you finished your meal. If you're hungry or whatever, but there's obviously other reasons too, and then you should have the zmiros. However, he also brings down the opposite, the tov lilmod Torah b'miksas kodem achila, that before you begin eating, to have a little dvar Torah to enhance the meal is also something which should be done. And then the Mechaber continues and discusses what is a person allowed to have before the Suda. What is a person allowed to have before the Shabbos day meal? So he says as follows. The Mechaber quotes. He says, "V'gamze hakiddush sarach shehi b'mokum suuda." You have to have kiddush b'mokum suuda, which we discussed at length. What does that mean? You have to have a meal right after the making of the kiddush. U'shalo yitom kodem lo klum kamo b'kiddush alayla, and that a person should not taste anything or have anything until kiddush, similar to the kiddush at night. So what does that mean? That means in the morning, apparently, right when you wake up at 6 in the morning, whatever, 7, 9, whatever it may be, does that mean you can't have anything to eat, you can't have anything to drink? So he says, "Umihu lishtos mayim baboker kodem tefillah mutar." You'll have to have a cup of water before Shacharis on Shabbos morning. Because the obligation of Kiddush didn't fall upon you. The only time you're obligated to make Kiddush is at the time after you've davened Shacharis, and a time which you potentially could also have a Seuda afterwards. You can have to have can have a meal. But in the event that it's the beginning of the davening, you can't have a meal before Shacharis. That's a no-no. And you have to daven before you eat. And therefore, the one exception he brings down, even though there are other exceptions not brought down over here, when we deal with Shacharis in general, he brings down water. And he says as follows, "Begam ha-noshim shayochim b'inyin zeh," that women also had the same rule, "the chol mili d'shabas ish v'isha shavim." And when it comes to men and women, they're exactly the same when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. So therefore, they also would not be allowed to have anything other than water until after, until they hear Kiddush. So just for one more moment, the Piskei Tshuvos discusses this and says it actually depends. Because when it comes to men and women are actually a little bit different because of their chiyuv of davening. And therefore, technically speaking, because men have a chiyuv to daven Shacharis, so therefore the Kiddush, the obligation to make Kiddush cannot happen until after Shacharis. And therefore they are allowed to drink water before Shacharis. Because that you cannot have a seuda, it's not a meal, it's nothing. However, when it comes to women who would not be obligated to daven Shacharis, they would not be allowed technically to even have any water until the seuda. That's what he brings down, because there's the obligation for them to make Kiddush falls immediately right when they wake up in the morning, because they don't have to daven. V'al kein, elu hanoshim shno hagos, lotzei sedei chlevas tfila, al yidei eza bakasha, sha'amrim im kiamtem. He says that, let's say there are women that do adapt accepting upon themselves certain tfilos, miyad chal aleihem chlevas Kiddush, immediately, because they're not actually established in themselves to say Shacharis, they have to make Kiddush. They can't even drink water. However, this is why it pays for women to daven Shacharis continuously. That if they have accepted upon themselves to daven Shacharis, then mutoros with natfila b'shtia, b'te'ima ba'alma. Then they're allowed to drink and have some small light food. Certainly they can't have a lot of a whole seuda. Just to recap, when it comes to women, the difference is that when it comes to women, since they don't really have an obligation to have tadam shacharis, the obligation of Kiddush, which they do have, falls upon them immediately. So therefore they wouldn't be allowed to even drink water until they make Kiddush. The exception, if you have a woman that does accept upon herself the daven Shacharis, then the rule would be the same as a man, that they'd be allowed to drink certain things, but certainly not a seuda, until Kiddush is made.